name is Gabby Gurman. I'm 16 years old. Today is November 23rd, and I'm speaking with James Gurman, who is my father. We are recording this interview in Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey. Was anyone else in your family in the military?
Yes, my father and my grandfather both served in the military.
What branch were they in?
They were both in the Army.
How long did they both serve?
I don't know how long they served. They served 1 4-year term each.
Were they ever deployed?
Yes, my grandfather was in World War II, and my father was in during Vietnam.
So what branch did you enlist and why?
I enlisted in the Air Force because that was, to me, the best out of the four branches.
When did you enlist?
I enlisted after I graduated out of high school in 1990.
How old were you?
I was 18 years old.
Why did you enlist?
I enlisted because I didn't go to college and I wanted to do something with my life, so I joined the military.
What was your role in the Air Force?
I was an aircraft electrician. I fixed airplanes.
Did you enjoy it?
Sometimes I enjoyed it and sometimes I didn't.
If you could have a different job in the Air Force, would you?
No, that's the job that I chose to do when I went in.
What was basic training like?
Basic training. Was hard at first, and as the time went on, it got easier.
What was the hardest thing that you had to do?
Just the everyday aspect of learning how to be in the military.
How many times were you deployed?
I was deployed 2, 3. I was deployed 4 times.
How did you tell your loved ones that you were being deployed?
I told you guys that I was being deployed. I had to go away.
What was mother's reaction?
She was mad.
That's it?
Yeah, she didn't want me to go.
Okay. How did your deployments differ from each other?
Each one was different. I was in a war zone twice, and one of my other deployments, I was not in a war zone. So each one was different in that aspect.
What 4 places were you deployed, and for how long?
I was in Panama for a month. I was in Iraq for 3 months. I was in Qatar for a month, and I was in South Korea for 3 months.
What were the living conditions like?
The living conditions in Panama were similar to just being stationed stateside. The conditions in Iraq were a lot different than that. living in tents and trailers. And South Korea, the living conditions was similar also to being stateside, living in a dorm.
Was there ever a time that you were deployed and you were scared?
No, I wasn't scared. But you got to be on your toes when you're deployed inside of a war zone area.
Which place did you find most interesting?
I guess South Korea was the most interesting.
Why?
Because it was close to North Korea, which is, they're not at war with North Korea, but they're in some kind of armistice, so kind of like a war could break out at any time.
That didn't scare you?
No.
Interesting. Which deployment did you think was most difficult to get through?
The most difficult one was when I was in Iraq. That was an actual war was going on.
And that also didn't scare you, like, at all?
No, you just have to just get through it. You can't, like, think about it. Just gotta just do your job, and then hopefully nothing happens.
Did you learn any valuable life lessons while deployed?
Nah, I would say no. Just do your job. Just do what you do. And hopefully you get back.
While deployed, was there anything that you especially missed about civilian life?
Yeah, you miss your family. You miss getting up in your own bed.
Is there anyone that you served with that that you remember fondly?
No, you kind of just have meet people, become friends with people, but nothing. I mean, I don't have any like connections with anybody that I served with or anything like that.
Did you guys ever have like leisure time?
Yeah, it's like it's like still you go to work, and then when you're done with work, you go to the gym, and so you can stay in shape, get some stress out.
What did you do for like fun?
Well, when you're in the wars in Iraq, you don't do anything for fun. You just go to work, and then you try to go to the gym for a little bit, and then you just try to sleep. In Panama and Korea, you get a little bit of downtime where you could go off base and experience some of the cultures of the countries that you're in. But when you're in a war, you don't. You just do your job, and then you just try to get up the next day and do the same thing.
When did you leave the military?
15. I left the military after 25 years. I think it was 2014.
What was the process like?
process is easy. You just fill out your paperwork, wait to get it back, and then you're retired.
Is there anything you wish civilians understood about military service?
No, it's kind of just like any other job. You have to get up and go to work and do your job. And in the military, the mission comes first. That's what the military is about. The mission is always first.
What are some habits you developed in the service that you like, and what are some that you dislike?
The habits you develop that are good, you learn responsibility. You learn how to put things before yourself. And the things that are, what did you say, difficult? The things that are difficult is you can't control your circumstance. You gotta go where they tell you to go. You gotta do what they tell you to do.
What are some things you miss about the service, and what are some things that you're glad you left behind?
I don't really miss anything about it. I'm just glad that I'm retired and that's pretty much it. You do a job, and then when you're done with that job, you end it for long enough, you can retire. Once you retire, you're out.
What was your status?
Status.
Status, like a general or something, I don't know.
Oh, I was enlisted. I retired as a tech sergeant. E6.
What do you want us, your children, to know about the military service?
There's a lot of good things about the military that can help you in life. And there's also things about the military that, you know, it's not the greatest thing sometimes either. But it can teach you discipline, and it could help you, you know, when life gets hard, it can help you. Some of the things you learn in there could help you. It's not all bad, it's not all good.
And finally, if you could do it all over again, would you?
If I could do it all over again, I probably would have enlisted in the Navy instead of the Air Force, because you could see more places, and the places you go, the bases that you get stationed to are a lot better than the ones that that you could get in the Air Force. You could see more of the world in the Navy.
Thanks, Jim.